Okie-dokie, Falcons and Jaguars next. We will start with the Falcons. So we got a late inactive. Deion Jones was banged up, having trouble practicing all week. You know, a lot of us were watching this, kind of hoping he'd be able to play. He was not. So at the last second, we found out Michael Walker was going to be the option. I pulled the trigger on that in a couple places where I needed a spot start linebacker. And boy, did it work out good. 12 combined tackles, 6 of them solo. 1 pass defense on the day, just a monster box score, and he played 100% of snaps. Sorry, 99% of snaps. So there you go. If Deion Jones is out an extended period of time, Michael Walker is the replacement. I would not count on it because it looked like Deion Jones was probably going to play this week, so I doubt this is a long-term thing. But if it is, there you go, Michael Walker. After that, we got Adetkan Ubo Ugundiji, who is a backup linebacker we can pretend like we never even learned about. Moving on. Foye Aluokun, another good game. 9 combined tackles, 4 of them solo, 97% of snaps. Mr. Aluokun looks really good. A.J. Terrell, another good game. 6 combined tackles, 5 of them solo, 1 pass defense. Mr. Terrell is on fire, 92% of snaps played. Eric Harris, another good game. 6 combined tackles, 4 of them solo. He was in for 86% of snaps. He continues to look pretty good. Jalen Hawkins sighting, 5 combined tackles. Mr. Hawkins was in for just 15% of snaps, so we can definitely ignore it. I'm pretty sure we can ignore this as well. Richie Grant, 4 solo tackles, 2 tackles for loss, just 44% of snaps. Yep, that's ignorable. Darren Hall, 3 solo tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and a pass defense. Who the hell is that? Backup corner, we can ignore that. Fabian Morrow, decent game. Daron Harmon saved his week with a pick, but just had 2 tackles beyond that, 99% of snaps. Yeah, Daron Harmon's been hot garbage all year. You could probably stay away from that. Dante Fowler landed a sack. The Falcons landed a sack. Let's start there. The Falcons never land a sack, so this is great news for them. And then the fact that it was Dante Fowler is even better because he used to be good, but he ain't anymore. 55% of snaps played this week. He did land a sack, though, so that's nice. Grady Jarrett, poopy game. Young Hoku had a tackle. That's nice. Kyle Pitts had a tackle. That's nice. No one really, really let us down besides Grady Jarrett this week, and Mr. Jarrett played 85% of snaps, so he remains what he is, a defensive tackle 2 or 3 in much deeper leagues that occasionally has some good weeks, and used to be a star in IDP land, but isn't anymore. Unfortunate, but true. Okay, moving over to the Jags, because playing time looks fine. There's nothing going on here. Same thing, different week. The random Richie Grant snaps here are not enough for any interest, so we can skip it. Heading over to the Jags. Rayshon Jenkins led the way. 8 combined tackles, 7 of them solo, 100% of snaps played. Yeah, he's looking better last couple weeks after a little bit of a cold stretch, so that's good to see. Miles Jack, good game. 8 combined tackles, 4 of them solo, 100% of snaps played. Shaq Quarterman played this week. That's new. Only 33% of snaps, though, so we can ignore it. Nevin Lawson, pretty good game. Where was he? Oh, wow, he was corner 1, so there's been a shakeup in the corners. Oh, never mind. Shaq Griffin was out this week. That's why. So we could probably ignore that. That caused like a chain reaction that led to Nevin Lawson seeing a bunch more snaps than usual, so we could probably just ignore that. If Shaq Griffin's playing, Nevin Lawson's not going to be playing enough to do anything. So, unfortunate, but true. Andrew Wingard, 5 solo tackles, 100% of snaps played. Good game for him. Rudy Ford back in the score box here with 5 combined tackles and a QB hit. Rudy Ford was a thing like 3 weeks ago, and now he's just playing 38% of snaps, so we can ignore that. Roy Robertson-Harris landed a sack. He was in for 62% of snaps as defensive tackle. Fine, but, deeper leagues only. Josh Allen, poopy day, but that's fine. He can't be awesome every week. And where the hell is Dwayne Smoot? He's kind of disappeared off the face of the planet. Yeah, 50% of snaps played. I don't see any stats of any kind here. Yeah, there aren't any. That's why. Okay, so Dwayne Smoot, after being a thing for a few weeks in IDP Twitter, has once again disappeared. Pour some out for Dwayne Smoot. Other than that, not a lot going on here. The only waiver wire moves I'm seeing are Nevin Lawson if Shaq Griffin's out again this next game. You know, make sure the matchup is right, too, before you pull that trigger. And Tyson Campbell saw 97% of snaps, so the rookie's getting quite a bit of play as well. Other than that, not much going on here. Same characters, different week, not a ton of movement. You know, we got basically what we needed out of the Jags, so we'll keep her going.